This is Joanna Schrader. I'm reporting live from Ag Connect Expo 2010 here in Orlando, Florida. And I'm with Michelle Stolte with Valmont. How are you, Michelle?
I'm fine, thank you.
Now, Valmont is one of the companies, if not one of the only companies here at the show, that actually specializes in irrigation equipment.
Correct.
So, and I know that you have some exciting new projects that you are actually featuring or launched here at the show. Can you tell us about some of those?
Sure. We have a couple new products that we won the AE50 award for on Monday evening. One of them is the Base Station 2 with soil moisture monitoring. You use the aerometer soil moisture sensors, and then that information can be reported through our Base Station, which is our remote management program that we have that can be operated from a computer in your home. And you can access that soil moisture data to make decisions on if you're going to irrigate or not, or how much you're going to irrigate. Our second new product that we got an award for is GPS guidance for corners and linears. And that uses the RTK Starfire GPS, and that allows you to not have to install underground guidance cables, and will just help with the precision application of water. We also have a project that we've been working on a couple of years, which is irrigating rice with center pivots. Our main reason for getting into that was to conserve water. Over the past couple of years, we have seen a water savings of approximately 50% over flood irrigation, which is just about the only way that rice currently is grown. So it's a very exciting project, and we have seen other benefits from irrigating rice with pivots as well.
So, you know, obviously even in the United States, there's areas which are quite dry and need irrigation, but, you know, this is an international show, and a lot of countries are really struggling with water issues. So can you talk a little bit about how some of your technology can really help some of these developing countries?
Sure. Center pivots in general can apply water more precisely than most other forms of irrigation. You can turn sprinklers on and off. We actually have just partnered with a company that has variable rate irrigation. So across the center pivot, you can turn any particular sprinklers on or off, or reduce the amount of water that's being pushed through the sprinklers in a certain area to make sure that you are utilizing the water as best you can, and not over applying, not applying where maybe you're going over a low spot in the field, or going over a pond or something like that. So we have really focused a lot on being able to apply water as precisely as possible.
And you mentioned earlier the cost savings. I mean, not only do you have an environmental advantage with the technology, but you also have a cost advantage. You said in with the rice in particular, you're looking at about a 50% reduction of water. How does that translate to a higher profit for these farmers?
Well, there's going to be lower pumping costs, obviously, if you're using less water. In the rice situation, we also have lower input costs overall. We can apply fertilizers through the center pivot or linear, so you don't have the cost of hiring labor to apply through a ground rig or apply aerial applications of those. And so we can save in that aspect.
Okay. Now, there's a lot of people here, but there's also a lot of people who couldn't make it to the show who will be very interested in learning about your technology. So where should they go?
To find out more information about us, there's a couple different places. You can either go to www.valleyirrigation.com, and that will give you general information about our irrigation products. Or you can go to, for information specifically on irrigating rice, you can go to www.circlesforrice.com.
And I have to ask, this is the very first year of Ag Connect Expo, and even though we're still fairly early in the show, how are you finding it?
We have actually been pretty pleased with how the show has gone. Today is the first day that's been open to the public, so obviously there's a couple more days that we have to judge it on, but we have been pleased with the amount of people that have come through, and the quality of the people that have come through to our booth.
Well, great. Michelle, thanks for spending time with us.
Thank you.